Sure. Okay, good morning. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Mem Ches. We're going to start on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, the last line. Just a quick mention, today's daf and the entire week is sponsored by the Friedman family, the Zecher Nishmas, Moshe Yecheskel Ben Yehoshua Tuvia, the Shamash Haven Aliyah. Okay. So we're in the middle of discussing the Machlokus between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether Kinyan Aperos is Kinyan Guftami, whether if you just own you own something for the produce, whether that's considered that you own the kinyan of guf, the actual the land as well. So the Gemara said it was machlokus between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan held that kinyan of peiros is kinyan of guf dami, and therefore if someone owns a kinyan of peiros, they can bring bikurim and bikore. And Reish Lakish says you can't by bikurim, it's maybe the anal kore because kinyan of peiros is lav kinyan of guf dami. So Gemara brings now another place where they have the same machlokus. So azlu tamayu. It's the last lines on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. But azlu tamayu. Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan, they have a similar machlokus. The itmar. We have a brisa that says hamocher sadeu bizman sheyovel nohag. If someone sells his field during the times that yovel is nohag, meaning when comes shnas hayovel, the field is going to revert back to the original owner. So the mechira is essentially for payrus only, because the purchaser doesn't own the actual field, because he has to give it back. He has to give it back when yovel comes. So it's a purchase only for payrus. So hamochel, right? Hamocher sadeu bizman sheyovel nohig. Rabbi Yochanan omer mevi vikori. Rabbi Yochanan says because you have the kinyan of payrus, you can bring bikurim and you can kore the parshas bikurim. Reish Lakish amar. Reish Lakish says maybe the ain't a kore. Also maybe and you can't be kore because you only have a kinyan of payrus. There's no kinyan guf. So according to Reish Lakish, it's mashma that in the zman that yovel was nohig, the only people who could be maybe the kohler were those who owned the field, like a steyachuz, like it was theirs, you know, that it would revert back to them at yovel, because that's the only place where there's actual kinyan guf. So Gemara says, what's the machlokus? Rav Yochanan amar maybe the kohler. Rav Yochanan says that you may be kohler. Why? Because maybe kohler kinyan peiros and kinyan guf dami. Because kinyan peiros is the same thing as kinyan guf. We're daf mem ches amud aleph, about three or four lines from the top. And Reish Lakish Amar, maybe the ain't a kori. He says you can't be kori the parsha bikurim. Why? Because kinyan peiros lack a kinyan guf dami. Because kinyan peiros is lack a kinyan guf dami. So the Gemara asks the underlying question. The Gemara says, why do you need the machlokas in both instances? We have two places where we said yesterday we had the machlokas of hamocher sadeh l'peiros, and here we have the machlokas of hamocher sadeh was marshi yovakayim. So the Gemara says with Tzricha, we need both cases. We need Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish to be cholik in both these cases, because if we only had the machlokas in one instance, we wouldn't necessarily know that the machlokas exists in the other instance. Why? De'i itmar be'ahi, if we just had the machlokas only in our case, where in the previous case, where Yekona saw the leperos, you we would have said that only there be'ahi ka'amar Reish Lakish dechit nachis, I die to the perikonachis, because in that case, Reish Lakish says that you can't. In that case, you would think that Reish Lakish says that's the only case. Reish Lakish says that you ain't no kore, because when you went to be zocher the karka, it was a dite to the peiros kanachas. You only did it. You only had in mind to be kone the peiros, because the bedachi only bought the peiros. That was the kinyan that you made. But you knew that the karka was staying in the hands of the mocher. So in that case, Reish Lakish would say that kinyan peiros is lav the kinyan guftami. But in the case where the person is kone bisman of yovel, that daita the gupe kanachas, the das of the person was to buy the field. Reish Lakish would say that I had right. So therefore, right. Therefore, ema modele. So maybe in that case, Reish Lakish would be molded to Rabbi Yochanan. Ema modele to Rabbi Yochanan that the lokeya could be kore parshas bikurim, because maybe he has a sort of a kinyan in the karka. So the kamash malan, we have this case also that Reish Lakish is also cholik in where you buy the field. It's mind that yovel is nohe. And Gemara continues. So let's just say you have the machlokas only in the case where you kone karker b'zman hayovel. So we would have said baha ka'amar Rabbi Yochanan. Only in this case, Rabbi Yochanan says that you could be mevi v'kore because you the das was to buy the karka. Because you're buying the karka. Aval bahach, but in the case of kone sasad l'peiros, ema modele l'reish lakish, maybe he's modele l'reish lakish because the das was only to buy the peiros. So he's only bought the peiros. He didn't buy the kinyan guf. Therefore, we need both cases. We need both cases to teach us. We need both cases to teach us that the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish exists in both cases. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to try to prove, like Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara is going to try to bring a raya that kinyan peiros is kinyan guf. to prove the sheet to prove the sheet of Rav Yochanan. So the Gemara says Tashma, so Mishnah in Bikurim. So Mishnah in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph in Bikurim. Hakone Ilan Vikarko. Someone purchases the tree and the karka, meaning he bought the tree and he bought the land around the tree, meaning he now has access to get to the tree. So the Mishnah says maybe he can bring Bikurim from that tree. Vikore, and he reads Parshas Bikurim. So it's muchach that even though this karka is going to go back by Yovel, nevertheless, the lokeya can bring Bikurim and Bikore. And that's like Rav Yochanan, who says that Kinyan Peiros is Kinyan Aguf. So Gemara says, no, no Braya, Hach of Mayaskinan, what's this mission dealing with? It's Bizman Sheena Yovel Noheg. We're dealing with a time period when Yovel was not Noheg. And therefore, since when Yovel's not knowing, the karka is not a seed of lachsol the mocher. It's not going to go back to the mocher. And therefore, the lokeach has a kinyan guf, and that's why he can be mevi and he can be kori. So when was the time that Yovel wasn't knowing? So the whole idea is that with zman shelo hayu kol Yisrael al mosav. If not all of Bnei Yisrael, not a majority of Bnei Yisrael are in Eretz Yisrael, then there's no Yovel. So Rashi says that this took place. This is all by Sheni. All of Bayashani, there was no Yovel, but Tosos says that talking about Bayis Rishon after the time that the Sancheira was Nigla, took away all the Sarasvatim, at that time there was no Yovel. I don't know what Tosos says as Ban Bayashani, but whatever. Nowadays, what?
Tosos is saying even earlier.
Yeah. He's saying that's Tosos is talking about when it started. So it started even further back. But according to Rashi, if all 10 Shvatim were taken out, I mean, Tosos makes sense then.
There's some references in the past that during the times of Yirmiyahu, we'll get some
return. Returns, okay. Okay. We don't do it. So Bezman Zed, if you actually buy a house in Eretz Yisrael, it comes Yovel, it's still yours. Right, it's come the Yovel year. What would be the Yovel year?
You
don't know when the Yovel year is. It's a machlokus. One of this. They have counts. Some of the Rishonim.
What is that?
I don't know what it is. There are some of them that have counts. They say this year. I think in the Shulchan Aruch they bring down. Yeah. I think. I'm not sure. I don't know. Anyway, maybe they count from the time that you came back to. Okay. So the Gemara now again wants to prove from Rashi of Rav Yochanan from another Mishnah. This is a Mishnah also Bikurim Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav. So Tashma Hakonish Nei Ilanos Besoch Sadeo Shochaveru. So someone buys two trees in the field of his friends. And the din here is that he doesn't have a zechus in the karka. Only if you buy three trees, you have a zechus in the karka. So if you Konish Nei Ilanos Besoch Sadeo Shochaveru, maybe the ain't a korah. The Mishnah says you maybe the Bikurim from those two trees, but you're not Koneh because you can't say the Adama Shenasatali because you have no rights to the field. But ha shlosha. But if you bought three trees, therefore now you have a zchus in the karka underneath it as well. The Gemara says maybe the korei. You maybe and you are gonna read even though the karka is a seed of lachzor lemocher. So the Gemara says hachanami is matcha yovel noeg. They're talking about a case. Sorry, is matcha in hayovel noeg. Talking about a case where there's no yovel's not noeg, and therefore the karka is not a seed of lachzor lemocher. And therefore, you do have a kinyan guf. You do have a clear kinyan guf in the karka, and that's why you can be made the kore. Okay, so now, look what the Gemara says. Another way to answer the explain the Mishnayah, so it's not a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. The hashda, the Amar of Chizda. Now that Rabbi Chizda has said machlokis, that the machlokis be Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, where the kinyan pairs kinyan guf, that's only be yovel sheni. According to Rashi, that means it's only at the second yovel, meaning the year 98. That Bnei Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, right? But Avabi Yovel Rishon, but the first Yovel that was known in Eretz Yisrael, Divrei Eko Mevi Vikori. Everyone agrees that you Mevi Vikori. The Akati Lo Samach Adaiti, Lo Samach Daitayos. The way Rashi explains it is that when it came the first year, they didn't really believe that the land is going to go back. So when they bought the karka, any karka during that first time period, they really had in mind, the Kona and the Mocher had in mind that it's really yours. So during that time period, they can be maybe Vikora, because everyone agrees that Kinyan Peiros is Kinyan Guf. But then once they saw that the Beis Din enforced this rule, so starting from the second Yovel, then, so the Meiri says, it's not mistabed. The Mishnah is already talking about those first 98 years in Eretz Yisrael. And first of all, it's something that happened, and it's not shayach nowadays. So the whole machlokus is whether or not what happened just during that first Yovel. So he says the difference is Yovel Rishon and Yovel Sheni is talking about a person's experiencing, even Bisman Azeh, a person experiencing Yovel Rishon and Yovel Sheni. So if I sell a land, the first Yovel, I really think that it's not going to come back to me. So therefore, the guy who bought it can be maybe Bikore, because I had in mind that it's going to be his. But the second Yovel, when I realize when I'm a lot older, and I'm minimum 90 somehow, whatever, not actually, you can sell the land, you can be 13 and sell the land. So it takes you 13 to the first Yovel, then another 49 years later, and the second Yovel, he's a real estate mogul at a young age, and the second Yovel at that time, then he realizes that that Yovel really does work and it comes back to him, so therefore there is no Kinyan payer. So read the Gemara. Hush the Amar of Chizda, Machlokas Yovel Sheni, Yovel Rishon, Divrei Ko, maybe Bikore, Dekati Lo Samachat, Daidaitu. So Lo Kashus, we can't ask questions from this Mishnah. Habi Yovel Rishon, these Mishnahs are talking about the Yovel Rishon, where there was no Smichas Das, that the Kinyan is going to go, that he's going to, that the land's going to revert back, right? And and Rish Lakish says is Biyovel, Sheni. Yovel Sheni, the second time, you know it's going to revert back. The Kinyan payers is Lapi Kinyan Guftami. Okay. Little introduction to the next Sugya is that concept of the Bailus and Karka and Eretz Yisrael. There are two types of Karka. There's what's called a Stei Achuza, which is basically a person that, a son that you were Yorish from your forefathers all the way back to the Zman of Yehoshua. That's a Stei Achuza. And the next concept is a Stei Mikna. It's land that you bought. You bought from your friend, and it's going to go back to you, to the seller at Yovel. Stei Achuza doesn't go back to anybody because it's yours. It's an Achuza. It's your field. So there's a couple of chilukim between them, but for our sugya, it's important to know this chiluk. What happens if you're Makdish one of these fields? So if you're Makdish a Stei Achuza, okay? So you're Makdish a Stei Achuza, now it belongs to Hekdish. Now, when you matish a field, you can be poded it. Anyone can be poded it. You give the kesef to the kiddushin, and the field is nifta and comes out of hekdesh. So, if you matish a stei achuza and you weren't goel it, you weren't poded it, right? The matish wasn't poded it before yovel comes, and the gizbar of hekdesh then sells the land. Then, when the matish is now no longer permitted to be goel the field, and even by yovel, it doesn't go back to the matish, it goes back to Hekdesh. Hekdesh becomes the owner by a stei achuza. But a stei mikneh, if lokeach is matish a stei mikneh, and he's not goel it, and the gizbar for some reason sells the land, nevertheless that land goes back to the original owner by yovel. Little, that's how it goes. Stei Achuza does not go back. Stei Mikne does go back. Not to the person who was Makdish, but to the Mocher, the person that it was bought from, or back to whoever was the original owner. Okay, so the Gemara is going to use this to try to prove that the Machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan is a Machlokas Tanaim already. The Gemara says, Lema Kitanai. Maybe the Machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, where the Kinyan Peiros, Kinyan Guftami, is similar to a Machlokas Rishonim. Oh, just a quick... Before we start, this one quick thing. We said before, Hachamai Skin B'Zman She'ena Yovel Noeg. That was the answer. So the Ritva asks, why can't the Gemara say that the guys made a Tanai? Where they made the sale, I'll Tanai that Yovel's not going to be Noeg on this land, and therefore it won't revert back to me. So he says, since the Gemara doesn't mention that Tanai, you see that you cannot create a Tanai that the Yovel won't work. Yovel supersedes all these Tanayim at all.
Why would you think you could?
You make Tanayim for a lot of things.
You can make
a Tanayim on Shemitah. Right? You can make a loan that Shemitah won't work. Right? We learned that a few days ago. Okay. So the Gerish Yerachim asks, okay, fine. Zman to Yovel Noeg, there's no Kenyan payers. But, he says, even Bizman that Yovel is not Noeg, how can it be maybe Vikore? Because we have to be choshish every day that Mashiach is going to come. If Mashiach is going to come any day, and David and Vikabit, Sintra Yisrael, so then Subazman Vaisheni, we should also be choshish that David is going to come, right? He's going to be Goel Yisar Shvatim, and then Yovel is going to come back, and you're going to have to be Machshi the Karka. So even Bizman Vaisheni, every day in Bizman Vaisheni, they should have been choshish that Mashiach is going to come back, and therefore that Yovel is going to be Noheg, and therefore it's going to go back, revert to the original owner, and therefore you can't be maybe Vikore. So, The Chazon Ish says that it's mashma from this, that if you look, if someone who purchases a field, bisman she'ev eini yovel noeg, it's completely removed now from the concept of yovel, and it doesn't go back. It doesn't go back to the original owner, even when yovel comes. Otherwise, we have a kasha from the Gerash Yerachim. Okay, back to the Gemara. So lemi ketanoim. Maybe the machlokes between Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan is the machlokes tanoim. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says an erekin. Minayin lokeach sada me'avim. You have a person who bought a field from his father. So now it's the son's holding a stay mikneh because he bought it, right? The higdisha, and he was makdish. The son was makdish this during the lifetime of the father. The Akar Kach Meis Aviv. And then the father dies. And now the Sadeh goes to him as a Stei Achuzah. Because now he Yarshin the field, right? He inherited the field. Minayin She Tiei Lefan of Stei Achuzah. So how do we know that even though up till now it was a Stei Mikna, but now it gets a din of Stei Achuzah, meaning that if he's not Goalit, and the Gizbar sells it, it goes back to Hektish and doesn't go back to him, right? Minayin to be treated She Tiei Lefan of Stei Achuzah. So Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, "Ve'im es stei miknaso asher lo mistei achuzoso." Then it says, "You finish this yaktish laHashem." So, but they're saying that the words "asher lo mistei achuzoso" are extra because if it's already a stei mikna, then it's not a stei achuza. So the Gemara, so they say, "Sada she'ena ruuya liyo stei achuza yotza zo shehi ruuya liyo stei achuza." Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. They say that it's treated like a stei achuza if it has the potential to be a stei achuza. So even though he bought this from his father, once the father died, then the potential that existed beforehand kicks in, and it becomes a stei achuza. So therefore, this is a stei achuza. But Rav Meir Omer Reyes Cholik, and he says that he's learning from the pasuk something else. Rav Meir says that if the minayin lokeach sadame aviv, someone buys a field from his father, and now it's like a stei mikne umes aviv, and his father dies, then biachaka chiktisha ben. Here we're switching the death and the kedusha are switched. How do we know in this instance it's a stay achuza? Because he was makdish it while it was a stay achuza. So he says, because the pasuk says, Tamalom of im estay miknaso shelo mi stay achuza. So what does he dorish? Sade she'eno stay achuza, yotze zo shehi stay achuza. It depends on when you're makdish it. If you were makdish it during the time it was a stay achuza, it's a stay achuza. If you're makdish it at the time when it became a stay mikna, it's a sade mikna. But according to Rav Meir, in the case that Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon brought down, where you were makdish it during the lifetime of the father, then it's still a stei mikna. That's the machlokas. So the evil Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, but according to Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, they're not dorish that from the pasuk. They were dorish this bigger chiddush that even if the hakdasha took place when it was in his hands as a stei mikna, if the father then dies, we still view it as a stay achuza. I mean, it switches over to a stay achuza. They don't learn the din of Rav Meir because they hold meis aviv v'acharke chikdisha lo tzvicha kra. If the father dies and then he's makdish it, then you don't need a pasuk because that's pashut that the father died when it was a stay achuza. So they don't need a pasuk. Okay. So the Gemara says my la b'haika mifliki. Maybe we'll say that the machlokus between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda is the Rav Meir savar. Rav Meir says that Kinyan Peiros is the Kinyan Guf. How does he say that? He says, they're talking about a time when it's Yovel, right? So the person who's Kone Asad, they only has a Kinyan Peiros. So therefore, when the son buys the field from his father, he only has a Kinyan Peiros. But Kinyan Peiros is to say it's the Kinyan Guf Dami, and therefore, in this instance, Ubaha, B'misas Aviv, Hu Dulo Yoris Lomide. When his father dies, he doesn't Yorish anything. Because if Kinyan Peiros is a Kinyan Guf, so when he bought the Karka, it was already a Kinyan Peiros, but it equals a Kinyan Guf. And then when the father dies, it becomes what? Kinyan Guf. But he already had a Kinyan Guf because he had a Kinyan and Peiros. Right? So he says, Ubahab Mises Aviv Hudulo Yaris Lomidi. Therefore, Hilkach, so he doesn't gain anything by the father's death. So Hilkach, Mes Aviv, Yacharkach, Higdisha. So therefore, when the father dies and then he's Makdashit, so Tsarich Kra, we need a Pasik to be Mechadesh that it's a Seyachusa. Because you would say it's a stay mikneh, because when the father died, he didn't get anything. So let's keep it the same status it was, as a stay mikneh. Come to Pasuk to teach us, we treat it as a stay achuzah. Right? But Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Shimon and Safri, Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon hold, Kinyan Peiros lav kinyan guftami. They say Kinyan Peiros is not kinyan guftami. Therefore, when the son bought the field during the lifetime of his father, he only had a Kinyan Peiros. He didn't have a Kinyan Guf. So what's going to happen when the father dies? You get the extra Kinyan. You get the Kinyan Guf now into the Karka. So they say, Ubeha, in this case, b'misas aviv hashtahu dekayaris. When the father dies, that's when you're now yorish the kinyan guf aspect. B'hilkach, therefore, in the case mes aviv, where the father dies and the bain is yorish, it becomes a steyachuzah. So in that case, mes aviv v'acharka chedisha lo tzricha kra. I'm not going to need a pasuk for that because there's an extra yerusha that comes on here. He now gets an extra foothold in the land as a kinyan guf, and therefore it's obviously going to be a steyachuzah. So he doesn't need a pasuk for that. Lo tzricha kra. What does he need the pasuk for? V'ki itzra kra. For the case of Higdisha v'acharkach meis aviv hu de'itzra. He needs the case where he's makdish it when it was only a stay mikne, and then the father dies. So that's the machlokas. Maybe the machlokas and how you darshan the pasuk depends on whether you hold kinyan peyos kinyan guftami. The Gemara says, Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak. Nachman Yitzchak says, no. La'olam eim lacha. I can tell you, really, the Alma, Kasabri, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, kinyan peyos kinyan guftami. Really, they all hold that Kinyan Peiris is Kinyan Guftami. And they're moded to Rav Meir, in that case. But Hacha, what's the problem here? Here, the Pasuk is extra, they didn't say. So they want to darshan the extraness, if that's a word. They want to darshan the extra words in the Pasuk, and therefore they go on to a bigger Kiddush. But Hacha, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Kra Ashkhu V'Darish. They found a Yisur, an extra in the Pasuk. And they darshan that because lichta rachmana, the pasuk should have simply said im estay miknaso asher lo achuzaso, to tell us that was enough to teach us that estay mikna, that the son is makdish after the father dies, it's like a stay achuza. My mistay achuzaso, why does it have to go and say asher lo mistay achuzaso? If it's a stay mikna, it's not a stay achuza. We need the extra pasuk for. So therefore, they come to teach us the extra chiddush. So sadash ain't a ruy liyos sad stay achuza yatzlash a ruy liyos stay achuza. They come to the extra chiddush to teach you that as long as the field is roy to be a stay achuza, when it becomes a stay achuza, it's treated as the stay achuza. No matter what. Okay, so it's not the machlokas tanaim. It's only a machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan. So Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, again, we're dealing with the shita of Rav Yochanan. Amar Rav Yosef, ilav, if not for the fact the Amar Rav Yochanan kinyan peiros kinyan guftami, had not Rav Yochanan taught us that kinyan peiros is kinyan guf, lo matzi yodav ragol beis medrash, he would have a big problem in the beis medrash because his shita would be inconsistent. Why? The Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan. We had this gemara before. Rav Asi has his name Rav Yochanan. Ha'achin shel chalku. You have brothers who split up the fields that are yerusha from their father. So we don't say that hold a breira. We don't say that it's nivra adavul mafreya, that this was the portion that belonged to Reuven and this was the portion that belonged to Shimon. Rather, we treat them, the Gemara says, lekuchenhein, that we treat them as lekuchos, meaning that what happens at Yovel, they go back and they have to redistribute it. Right? We say, ha'achen shechalku, right? Lekuchoshein, they're lekuchos, umachzirin zeleze beYovel. And they go back to each other in Yovel and you have to redistribute it. Again, it's machlokas whether it's an automatic redistribution or they have to actually go, do the whole process again. Umachzirin zeleze beYovel, but Esau kodaitach. And if you would hold, right, that lafi kinyan guftami, that kinyan peiros is not kinyan guftami, lo mushkachas demaisi bikurim, elechad barchad ad Yoshua bin Nun. If you would hold that kinyan peiros is lafi kinyan guftami, and therefore someone who's lokeach karka from his friend cannot bring bikurim, so these guys are considered lekukos. They're buying it from each other. So once the father dies, now the field is considered lekukos. If you only have a kinyan peiros, you don't have a kinyan guf, then you would never have a case of someone bringing bikurim unless it's ben achar ben, one son after one son after one son. As long as if there was ever a chalukah in the karka, you wouldn't have bikurim anymore because the chalukah would be treated as lekukos. And if you hold kinyan peiros lock a kinyan guf dami, then there's no bikurim anymore because he didn't have a kinyan guf, and you can bring the bikurim, but you can't be korei. So he says, thank goodness that Rav Yochanan holds kinyan peiros is considered a kinyan guf. So therefore, these brothers have a kinyan peiros in the field when they're lekuchos, and they can bring and be korei the bikurim. So Tosfos asks, okay, that's wonderful. We worked out for Rav Yochanan, but we paskin like Reish Lakish, and we also paskin that they're considered lekuchos. So how do we have a foothold to stay in the base measures? We have these inconsistent shitas. We have according to us, the way we learn, then it should be that you can only ben achar ben, single son could be maybe. Why? Because we hold like Reish Lakish that we say it's lav kinyan guftami, and we also hold that the brothers are treated like lekuchos. So this long Tosfos comes in. He says maybe we pass like Reish Lakish only bedaki in one case. But I saw also he says that maybe I thought this was a better answer that Rav Yochanan who says that there's we say there's ein breira, right? But all the other Amoraim would say that the idea of that since there's any brayer, they have to be chozer and redistribute it every yovel. That's where we start the problem. But everyone else would hold that, all right, they might be considered lekuchos, but there's no redistribution, because you only have a redistribution when there's an actual purchase. We don't have redistribution when it comes to Yerusha. So we can hold that way that yes, they're considered lekuchos, but they don't have, it's what?
It's like
lekuchos. It's not exactly like lekuchos. Kilukuchos dummy. You have the magic word. Okay, magic. So therefore, now the Gemara is going to talk about who the halacha is like. So Amar Rava. Rava says, Kroa umas nisa misaye le Reish Lakish. We have a pasuk and we have a Mishnah that seems to support the view of Reish Lakish that Kinyan Paris is not considered Kinyan Guf. Kroa, what's the pasuk? The full pasuk says, Bimispar shanim achar hayovel tikneme esam isecha, Bimispar shnei tvuos yimkar lach. We're talking about how much you have to buy the field for. So what do they value the field at? They value the field at mispar shnei tvuos yimkar lach. The value of the produce of the field for that amount of time. So it doesn't say the value of the field itself. It's rather mispar shanim that are left for till yovel. So you see from there that the karka itself isn't sold. It's only the payros are sold. Okay. And masnisa, we have a brisa that supports Reish Lakish. The Tanya, the brisa says a bechor, right? Typically a bechor is yorish pishnayim. So you have a bechor is yorish's father, noto pishnayim besade hachozeres la'aviv biyovel. A bechor is yorish two times in a stay achuza, right? If the father dies, the field goes back to the brothers instead of to the father, right? So even though the time when the father died, the sade wasn't in his field, in his rishus, because the sade was in somebody else's rishus. And the halacha is that a bechor only gets pishnayim by nechasim that are muksak biyad aviv. But if the nechasim are not muksak biyad aviv, they're muksak by somebody else, like a loan or something like that, then he doesn't get pishnayim. So here, if you're saying that the bechor gets pishnayim, it's mashma that the karka is still muksak bidei aviv. How can the karka be muksak bidei aviv if it's owned by somebody else? It's only owned by somebody else because they have kinyan payers, but the kinyan guf never left. He still has the kinyan guf. So if he still has the kinyan guf, the field is still owned by the father, the bechor can still get pishnayim in that field. Okay? So Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Naktina, we have a psak halacha, that Baal ben Nichse Ishto Sarech Harsha. Let's say there's a lawsuit regarding the Nichse Malog, and the husband wants to come represent the interests of the Nichse Malog property. But he's not the real Baal Din, because he doesn't own the Kenyan Paris. He doesn't own the Kenyan Guf, he only owns the Kenyan Paris. In order to be a Baal Din, in order to be a litigant, in a matter, you have to actually be the owner of the property that's up for litigation. He only holds a Kenyan Paris. So in order for him to get involved in litigation, Sarech Harsha, he needs some sort of a permission from his wife to be a Baal Din in her Nechasim. Because Kinyan Peiros, his Kinyan Peiros is not considered a Kinyan Guf, so the Ma'ara can come say, you have, it's not your property. Therefore, in order to be in court with this case, he needs Harsha from his wife. But by adds, below Amaram, we don't say this, Ella de lo Nachis Apire. Aval Nachis Apire, Migo de Mishtoye Dina Apire, Mishtoye Dina Gufa. If the case also involves Peiros, then that's his kinyan. He is a litigant in Peiros, so he doesn't need the harshar from his wife, because you can say since he can litigate the case involving the Peiros, he can also litigate part of the case that's involving the guf. Okay, Hajran Hal Shaleach, Hajran Shaleach, Hajran Shaleach, and now we switch to volume 2 in the art scroll. Okay, Chelik. What? Volume 2, not Chelik Beis. Volume 2. Okay, so now. We start the fifth parak on Nizakim. The Mishnah here is going to continue with Tikkun Olam Takanas that the Chachamim were Masakin. There's not much to do about Gittin in this Mishnah, but it continues the theme of Tikkun Olam. So the Gemara is going to, the Mishnah says Hanizakin. Okay, someone is coming to collect from the Mazik, right? So he's going to collect whatever the Mazik owes him, and the Mazik has different types of karka. There are three types of karka. There's Idis, Ziboris. This Idis, Beinonis, and Ziboris. Idis is the best, Beinonis is the middle, and Ziboris is the poorer type of land. So on Izaki that are coming to collect what's owed to them from the karka of the Mazik. Okay, whatever reason the Mazik doesn't have funds, he's not liquid, so you go collect them from his karka. So Shamin Lahem, based in is they value how much is owned, Beidis. based on Iddis property of the Mazik. Meaning that let's say he's owned $100, he takes $100 worth of Iddis property. He doesn't take $100 worth of paying this property. It's still the same value, just different, it's better or worse property. So he takes $100 worth of Iddis property. And another takana, Balchov. Let's say I'm owed money. I was malvin, and I come to collect from your karka. That's bebanonis. It's $100. I collect $100 worth of your bebanonis field, not $100 from your iddis field, but from your bebanonis field. Also the next takana was ksubas isha. Let's say a woman's coming to collect her ksuba, either she's a grusha or a mana, to collect from the yarshim. That's beziboris. We take whatever she holds, 200 mana. She collects that value, his ziboris field, his worst field, and we collect it from there. And Rav Meir says, Rav Meir Omer, af ksubas isha bebeinonis. Even my ksubas isha is evaluated based on the bebeinonis, on the bebeinonis fields. Do I have something to say on that? Apparently not. Okay. So now the next case that they say, ein nefra'in min nechasim mishubadim b'makom sheyesh nechasim b'nei chorim v'afil hein ziboris. Let's say you have a case, right? The deal is that the nechasim b'nei chorim are nechasim that were not sold. Right? If I lend you money, now I have a shibud with a milva b'shtar. I have a lien on your properties. Even if you sell your properties, I can go ahead and collect from those properties. If you're not liquid and you can't pay me back, I can collect from the lekuchos, and then you have the borrower has a din with his purchaser to deal with that, right? So in this case, if you got the chachamim made a takana that if I'm toveya from my friend alone, or I'm toveya tashlum for a nezek, or the isha is toveya huksuba, so ein nefrayin, we don't have to pay the toveya minachasim ishubadim. You can't go to the nechasim mishubadim, the makom sheyesh nechasim b'nei chorin. You have to go to the nechasim b'nei chorin first. You can't go to the nechasim mishubadim first. Right? You have to go in order. First you got to take the nechasim b'nei chorin. Only if you know the nechasim b'nei chorin, then you go and you can take the mishubadim. Vafilo hein ziboris. Even if the nechasim b'nei chorin are only ziboris, and really al pidin, you can collect iddis or beinonis. But if there are already b'nei chorin, you have to collect from b'nei chorin first for whatever they are. So, right. So next case, the fifth takana is ein nefrayim nichsa yisom elam in ziboris. When the father owes money and someone's coming to collect the chov from the yisomim, and the father was horish to them different types of karka, then the beis din can only collect from the yisomim only from ziboris. They only collect from the worst fields. Okay, so the Rashba asked a good question. He says the Mishnah says that you only nifra from the nechasim mishubadim if there's no nechasim b'nei chorin. So the Rashba and Daf Nun asks, it's mashmi here that without this takana, you could go to the lukuchos right away because there's a shivud. You can go right to lukuchos. But the Rashba asks that lukuchos comes from a din arif. It's like a guarantor. The lukuchos are a guarantor, and the halacha is you can't go to the guarantor until you go to the person first. I can't go collect straight from the guarantor. It's only if there's a default, right? If you have all these documents, if only the default by the borrower, then you can go to the guarantor. So it's mashma here that without the takana, you could go straight to the nechasim mishubadim. But the nechasim mishubadim it's only a guarantee. It's collateral. You can't collect from the collateral before you go try to get it from the base property. So he says that maybe there's a chiluk between an arev, a person who's an arev, an individual arev, and a karka arev. An individual arev, when I sign up to be a guarantor, then my das is that you're not going to collect from me unless you go first to the Baal Chov. But by karka, that's not shaya. It's karka. So maybe you would have to say that maybe you could go to the karkos first, because al smach, the fact, the whole credit rating is based on the fact that he has the karka there. So maybe I had das to go get it from the karka first.
You know that in case where you have bainus and ziboris, and he sold the bainus. But do you think since I'm entitled to the bainus, maybe I could go there first, even though he sold it? Why should I have to settle for the ziboris if I'm entitled to the bainus?
Next case in the Mishnah. Okay, it's ein motzin lachilos perus v'leshvachar karkos l'mazon ishav abaros min chashem mishubadim. The second case is fine, but the first case will say like this. The first case is like this: someone someone stole my field and then sold it. And now the purchaser that was Mashbiach, was Mashbiach the field. And now I go back and I say, give me my field back. So he has to give me the field back, but he doesn't have to pay me for the shvach that he did in the field. He doesn't have to give me the extra, right? So Gemara and Bava Metzia. A person steals a field from his friend and then he sells it with achrayas. Okay, so now if it comes out that you find out that the field was stolen, so then the mocher gives it back to the lokeach the money that he bought. One second. Right. So the idea is that now what happens is that when the guy has to, the person who was mashpia off the field lost out on the money, so he's going back to the gazlan to get the money. So emotzin emotzin lachilus perus. The case is like this. We have a case in Bava Metzia. A person steals a field from his friend and then he sells it to somebody else with Be'achrayas. Right? He sells it with Be'achrayas. So it's and now it comes out that the Sada was stolen. So the mocher has to return to the lokeach the money that he paid for the field. And if the lokeach was Mashpil to Karka with Zriya and Atiyas Elon, and only then it came out clear that the Karka was stolen. So the din is that the nigzal, it gets the karka back as it is from the purchaser who was mashpiach the field, and he only pays the hotzos that he was motzi the shvach to karka, but the lokeach himself has to go back to get the rest of the money from the gazlan because he sold it for him. So now what happens is if the mocher is the gazlan, doesn't have enough money to collect from to pay back to lokeach everything that he owns him, but he has other karkos that he sold to other people. So then this guy can go ahead; these karkos are meshubah to the person who bought the stolen field. So the lokeach can go back and get it from the nechasim meshubadim, from this lekuchos, from these other lekuchos, and the kesef that he get back the kesef that he bought for the field. And the person is because the mocher had a chrayis in the shtar, and it's like a milva b'shtar. He can go back and get it. But you can't collect these karkos from the lekuchos, from the chasim. You can't. The takana is that you're not motzi the karkos that from the lekuchos to pay back what the guy who bought the stolen field. You can't pay him back for achilas peros and shvar karkos from the chasim mishubadim. That extra money that he's supposed to get back for improving the field, that can't be collected from the chasim mishubadim. The Gemara will explain this. We'll explain this more. And also, we're not motzi in the Muslim ish of abanos, someone who dies and he didn't leave over enough money for his wife and for his daughters. You can only collect for them from the chasim nechorim, but you can't collect for them in the chasim mishubadim. And all these takanos are why mipnei tikkun olam. They're all because of tikkun olam. So, and the eighth takana is hamotzi mitzia, someone who finds a mitzia and gives it back to the person who lost it. And the person who lost it is towing. You know what? You found this portion, but where's the rest of it? I lost a whole lot more, and you're only giving back part of it. So really, al pidin, there's supposed to be a shvuah mode of a mixus here. But we say lo yishava, he doesn't have to swear. Why? Mipnei tikkun olam, because you want people to return items. If you force people to swear, maybe they won't return. We won't return the items. So the Gemara says, okay, why does the Mishnah say that the chamim were talking that the nizak gets it from the nezek from iddis? They say mipnei tikkun olam. They say midoraisa he. It's a din deoraisa that the nizak should be getting from the best of the fields, because the pasuk says the ksiv by nezek, it says metav sadeh or metav karma yishalim, meaning that the mazik has to pay. Mazik has to pay from the best of his karka, metav sadeh from the best. So you see from here, from all of the nizakin, you learn that from all of the nizakin that the nizak gets from iddis. So there's no takan derabban here. So din daraisa you get from metav from the best. So Amar Abai, Abai says lo tzricha. The Mishnah is only talking ela le Rabbi Shmuel, according to the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel. The Amar Mida Araisa b'dinizak shaminan. Really, al pidin, with metav sadeh or metav karmo is based on the fields that the nizak has, that the injured person has. But kamash malam, it may tikkun olam the shaminan the mazik. We have to take the best that the mazik has. Meaning, maybe the mazik has better fields. Maybe the idis of the nizak is like ziboris of the mazik. We say no. We have to go according to the fields of the mazik, and we take the payment from his best fields. So my Rabbi Shmuel, what's the case? How do we know the din of Rabbi Shmuel? The sign we learn in our brayso, the pasuk says, "Meitav sadeyu, meitav karma yishalim." Meitav sadeyu shall nizak, or meitav karma shall nizak. Did Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel says you evaluate based on based on the best of the on the best of the nizak. Rabbi Kiva is cholik for Omer lo ba kasev el ligbos lizakim in edus. They're coming here to tell me that you only get from the edus the kal b'chomer lehektish. So too also that if you have to pay, if you have to give to hektish, you have to, if you mark a certain amount, you have to give it from edus. So the Gemara says, continues, the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, right, Achol Shmena, if the guy ate, for sure comes in and eats a row of my crops. So, Mishalim Shmena. Did I skip something? Okay. Rabbi Shmuel, Achol Shmena, Mishalim Shmena. Achol Kechusha, Mishalim Shmena. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you're paying according to the Idis, but what happens in the Idis of the Nizak, of the Mazik, what happens if he eats a row of not such good fruit, foods, you're supposed to pay the value. Why do you have to pay a better value than what he ate? So Amar of Idi bar Oven Hachumai Skinon Kigon Shachal Aruga Bein Arugos. If he ate a field, a row amongst the rows, V'lo Yadina Ikhusha Achal Ishmeina Achal. The Mishal and Le Meitav. In that case, you have to pay for the Meitav. So the Gemara says Amar Rava Ilu Yadina Ikhusha Achal. If we know that he ate a bad row, Mishal and Ikhusha, he pays a lesser amount. Hasha the Lo Yadon. And here in a case where we're not certain what he ate, Mishal Shmeina, you're going to force him to pay for the better value. Hamotzi Mechaver Al Varaya. You can't force him to pay the better value. It's Hamotzi Mechaver Al Varaya. You have to prove that he ate that amount. So Ela Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, that really Rabbi Shmuel is Modeh, that the Mazik only pays what he actually damaged. But Rabbi Shmuel has come to saying, Chopayas Kinon, like we said before, go to Heis the Idis the Nizak, the Idis of the Nizak, because Yiboris Demazik is bad fields. It's equal in value to the Ziboris of the Mazik. And Rabbi Shmuel Saber be the Nizak Shaminon, Rabbi Kiva Saber be the Mazik Shaminon. So the Machlokes in Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva is whose field do we evaluate? Do we take the money from? Rabbi Shmuel says we evaluate it based on the karka of the Nizak, because that's what Meitav means. And Rabbi Kiva says be the Mazik Shaminon, we take it based on the Meitav of the Mazik. According to Rabbi Shmuel. Look at this.